Here's another feature from NPR's Live in Berlin series. Berlin's Neue Nationalgalerie, designed by Mies van der Rohe, opened in 1968. In the same year, two young musicians, Ralf Hütter and Florian Schneider, started to collaborate. In 1970, in Düsseldorf, they went on to form Kraftwerk. 45 years later, Mies van der Rohe's iconic building becomes Kraftwerk stage for 8 consecutive concerts before it is closed down for extensive renovation. Kraftwerk's minimal yet complex sound has influenced artists across musical styles and generations, including new wave, hip-hop, techno, electronic and house music.
Einer der prägendsten
For concertgoer Mark Heuskin, Kraftwerk is one of the most influential German musical exports.
Ist Kraftwerk einzigartig.
He says they are unique. Heuskin is thrilled to see the electronic music pioneers at the Neue Nationalgalerie.
Die Location ist natürlich ein Knaller.
He finds the location incredible. The glass facade, the transparency of van der Rohe's building is fascinating. Kraftwerk's retrospective concert series takes us on a trip back to the infancy of the computer age, to fears of radioactivity and our fascination with speed, progress and technology. Visualized in 3D, the imagery is a deadpan, romantic, lo-fi look into the future. A giant PC is projected out into the crowd and classic German cars race down the Autobahn to their somehow timeless sound. Michael Labitzke from Dresden is a huge Kraftwerk fan. He has seen them numerous times. His summary of the legendary band...
Kraftwerk ist eigentlich...
Labitzke says Kraftwerk is actually a form of art. They not only make music, it's about their aesthetics, and that's why they perform in museums worldwide. Florian Dyson says he's always been aware of Kraftwerk's cult status, but the band still surprised him.
And I didn't realize that I was going to, like, one of the most influential bands that Germany has ever produced in Germany, which made this, like, a really culturally fascinating show. It was also just really interesting to see the mass nostalgia for German cars and
technology. Bundesrepublik.
And the Bundesrepublik. Yeah, it was an interesting case of nostalgia.
One of the most entertaining images Kraftwerk projected during their performance, a UFO landing in front of the Neue Nationalgalerie. A nice memory of their temporary residency. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.